It's Energy FM Sports, and I'm joined by Malcolm Blackburn. Malcolm, good to see you.
Nice to see you again, JP.
Well, what a year. What a roller coaster.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe it's actually 1 year to this day that we actually decided to go ahead with MIFA. And as you know, at that time, it was very public that we were told that we couldn't do anything, that we couldn't do this, we couldn't do that, that players would be sanctioned. And I think I was for the gallows at that time. And obviously now, since then, we've played six matches with Ellen Vannon, five in the World Football Cup, and as 250-1 outsiders ended up in the final losing on a penalty shootout.
It was an amazing experience. And Dan and Jax, it was like going down for Liverpool versus Manchester United. What was the experience like there over in Sweden?
It was unreal. I mean, obviously, with what we were doing, which was a little bit more than just the football side, you know, we had the link with Darfur and the refugees. We had visits out into the wilds of Norway where we were meeting the people that had come from the refugee camps in Chad. And yeah, the whole thing was unreal. I still get the players talking to me and saying, you know, it was an experience that a life-changing experience is what we actually got out there. From a football point of view, I was just shocked. I mean, I always remember the first game against Nagorno-Karabakh, and I was actually stood by Paul Moulton, and we were 2-0 down within the first 20 minutes. And I said to Paul, I said, what have I done here? You know, I brought our lads into something we're not capable of actually matching. And I was worried because I thought, you know, it could have ruined it all. You know, obviously we'd have got the cynics back on the Isle of Man. Oh, you're taking our footballers into a level of football they shouldn't be playing at. And of course, we know what happened. You know, we got it back to 2-2 and then won the game in the last minute, 3-2. And from then, I mean, suddenly it's 250-1 outsiders to be playing full-time professional players. I mean, when we met County and East and beat them 4-2 in the group stage, and then we obviously met them in the final and 0-0 at full-time, lost on penalties. I noticed recently that four of their players that were in that time from that World Cup were actually offered better contracts, football contracts, than what they were on. And four of them now are regularly shining in the French Premier League, the Liga, I think it's called, isn't it, in France, for OGC Nice. So, you know, to think that your Frank Jones and Chris Bass and, you know, them people who have actually been on the same pitch as players that are making a very good living and competing with them just shows what a talent we've got on the Isle of Man.
And I mean, looking at, you know, a few lads, met your friends on Facebook and follow their Twitters and stuff like that, I think they seem to enjoy every single second of it as well, playing at this, what to them was probably a very professional tournament.
Yeah, I think it there was so much more to it. I saw a Manx identity appear. That was the biggest thing, and a pride and passion to promote the Isle of Man. And their whole behaviour, the way they acted in Sweden, was just unbelievable. I mean, we ended up at one of my interviews I did with BBC World because of the way our lads were. 168 million saw it on BBC World. I mean, we're a little island with 80,000 people. That's what our lads did for us. They were ambassadors. And, you know, as I said, we're walking down the streets in Östersund and people coming out of bars and giving them a round of applause. Everywhere they went, they had T-shirts on with Born to Play for Ellen Vannon or Ellen Vannon down the side of them. There was, you know, going out on push bikes for a day being seen around the streets. You know, even then a couple of them rode them into the lake. But it was all good fun. And then, of course, the link with Darfur, to see that relationship build, you know, was amazing. And to see the Darfurian players at every one of our games cheering and supporting us, and then our lads going to every one of their games, the bond was unbelievable.
And is that the sort of spirit you think will continue?
It's got to. That's what we're about. It's not just about a game of football. It is about showing our Manx culture and identity around the globe, and at the same time educating our players, the future players, for tolerance, and also wanting to learn about these other places. I mean, we tend to get very insular, and this gives them the opportunity to expand their horizons.
It's looking great going forward. And speaking of going forward, we'll be back with Malcolm next to find out what's next for MIFA.